Tennessee's gay marriage case is one step closer to being argued in the U.S. Supreme Court. Lawyers for same-sex couples in four states, including Tennessee, handed in their written briefs last week. WPLN's Emily Siner talked to one couple at the heart of the fight.
This Supreme Court case could change Val Tanco's life, but she's also excited about something else.
Knowing that my last name will be spoken by them is kind of like I'm a little bit starstruck.
Tanco and her partner, Sophie Jesty, are the lead plaintiffs in the case called Tanco v. Haslam. The couple got married in New York 3.5 years ago, just before moving to Tennessee, where their marriage is not recognized. In 2013, a lawyer friend told them about a lawsuit arguing to recognize gay marriages performed out of state. She asked them to participate. And for the past 1.5 years, their lives have been redefined by this case. Here's Tanco.
When, for example, we go out for dinner and two couples will come up to us and thank us. And I think that's where it becomes obvious to us that, you know, we might be affecting many, many lives.
Even though they're not intimately involved in the legal process, they say the case is always on the back of their minds. I ask if they can imagine what life will be like without it.
No. It's going to be weird after.
Yeah, it is. It's become such a pervasive, important thread for the last 16 months.
That's Jesty. She says it'll be a visceral blow to her if the Supreme Court doesn't support them. Tanco says she doesn't even want to think about it.
I'm going to be honest. It's a long process. If you start thinking negatively, it's just going to erode on you. So you either don't think about it or maintain the faith.
But she says if they lose, she would consider moving to another state that would recognize her marriage. She now has 37 to choose from. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Next up for the Supreme Court case, the four states involved will file written briefs defending current gay marriage laws. The case will be argued in late April.